Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
Whether it was picking up strawberries, selling ice cream or washing dishes, so many of us will never forget our summer jobs. And according to psychotherapist Richard Hogan, writing in the Irish Examiner today, parents should be encouraging their teenagers to go out and work this summer. We're joined now for more on this by columnist Fiona Looney. You're welcome, Fiona, back to the programme again. I believe
Thank you
very remember
much.
Your summer job. Sure, who doesn't remember their summer job? But your one was in the zoo.
Yeah, which is a pretty cool summer job, I have to say. And, you know, it's funny, thinking about it today, it's never really been that far from my mind. And, you know, of all the jobs I've had since, many of them have kind of faded, you know, to the point that I would struggle to remember any details of them. But I remember it so vividly, A, because it was the zoo, obviously, and less people think I was sort of, you know, the elephant keeper or something. My main job was actually scrubbing peacock poo off the steps of the restaurant, so it wasn't exactly glamorous. But you were surrounded by, you know, incredible surroundings. But what I remember, and what really struck me about what Richard Hogan has said today that's so important, was the sense of being self-sufficient and a self-starter. So, you know, I think when people have teenagers, even though the teenagers, you know, they might be 16 or 17, because they're still in school, once you're in the school kind of mindset, your parents are getting you up to get you out to school, your lunch is handed to you. You're very much at the mercy of your parents. But once you get that summer job, you set the alarm, you know, you get on the bike or you get on the bus or whatever. And just it's extraordinary to think that really what it was taking 8 hours of freedom away from 5 days a week in the summer. But the freedom you got from that was extraordinary. And
the sense of independence and self-agency, I suppose. How soon is too soon, do you think? I mean, I started my first summer job when I was 13, cleaning houses.
Wow.
In my bare feet. I wasn't at quite my bare feet, but I was cleaning houses when I was 13.
You know, I sort of think, I mean, it is really down to the individual child. And I would say to parents, you know, for God's sake, don't force your children to get summer jobs if they don't feel confident enough or ready, or, you know, if the idea terrifies them. But, you know, a lot of kids have part-time jobs in the summer. The things like, you know, fruit picking or working on festivals, you know, working on concession stands and those kind of things from the age of 14. But I think really 16 is a good age to kind of introduce children to, this is what the world of work is like. This is how you make money. This is the value of work. Like, it's a really good lesson, you know, to put a teenager into a situation where, let's say, they're filling dishwashers or working in a cafe for an hour. And at the end of the hour, they are paid €12. They really get a sense of how money is made. And I think that's really important as well.
And Fiona, cleaning peacock poo prepares you for a life in the media.
He's been sitting there for the last 5 minutes making that up, like, you know.
Look where you are now. Cleaning peacock poo didn't do you any harm, I can tell you that much. But is there a type of job, right? Apart from McInerney at 13, look, it didn't do her any harm cleaning houses, was it, Sarah?
You know, making beds, cleaning toilets, that sort of thing.
It was your own room, admit it.
It was my own room.
You're lying on the CV.
B&B.
But is there a type of job, Fiona, that you would think is better for a child at 13, 14, 15 than others? Or does it matter?
Well, you know what? I think really it doesn't hugely matter. And I mean, my own kids, when the time came, and actually the people weren't really hiring teenagers back when they were in school, but they had these fanciful notions of, you know, I'd like a summer job in RTE. I mean, that was the classic one. Mm-hmm. And you kind of go, no, you'll get a summer job in somewhere awful, cleaning peacock poo or whatever, you know.
What's the difference?
I think if you can be in a social situation, I think that is the preference, is to be around new people, you know, if you're interfacing with customers or whatever, better again. And it's really important as well, and Richard Hogan makes this point very well in this piece, because of COVID, the current generation of teenagers, they missed out on 2 years of, youth clubs, going to the Gael Talks, going to Scouts, all those activities that tend to keep children socialised over the summer months.
Yeah.
So their worlds really shrank. So I think it is important that we encourage them to, you know, to make the circle bigger again. And the more people in that circle, I think the better.
Just very briefly, Fiona, one person has texted to say my 16-year-old has been looking for a job, but it's very hard to find something and most employers in Dublin won't consider a teenager. That is a bit of a problem, isn't it, if you can't get your child in anywhere?
Yeah, you know, and certainly when my kids were teenagers, that was an issue. But I will say, you know, there is work, like certainly around the country, anywhere there's a festival, anywhere there's a race meeting, you know, any sort of sports event. If you go through the agencies, you know, that are running those, I think they do take on quite a lot of casual young people. You know, even if it's just directing cars into a muddy field, you'll always see quite young teenagers doing that. So
okay.
I think, you know, it's worth looking around.
Fiona Looney, so good to talk to you as always. Thank you very much for joining us. That's columnist Fiona Looney. You can let us know your thoughts and all of that to 51551.